Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Thousands of new species are discovered and classified each year, and many are astonishingly large. Donald Stewart, fisheries professor at the State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry, reveals how a 400-pound fish was able to hide for more than a century.
This is a story about a fish that was hiding in plain sight for nearly a century and a half. My students and I have been studying the conservation of arapaima in both Brazil and Guyana. These are fishes that can grow as much as 10 feet long and weigh over 400 pounds. For 145 years, biologists have thought that arapaima consisted of a single species, but we have rediscovered a second species. We did not make the discovery by examining fishes freshly caught in the Amazon River, but by locating a monograph written about the fish in 1829. We were led to the monograph because we needed to be clear about the taxonomy of arapaima. So I reviewed the taxonomic literature from the early 1800s. The fish described in the monograph had been collected in the Brazilian Amazon about 1819. In the 1860s, though, it was discounted as not being distinct and subsequently forgotten by the scientific community. The specimen ended up in Munich, Germany, as a dried skeleton. A bomb in World War II destroyed the skeleton and the museum housing it. But the very detailed technical drawings in the monograph from 1829 provided the proof needed that a second species of arapaima did indeed exist. To this day, we do not know the precise locality where this fish was collected, because the German scientist who found it died before saying where, and nobody has found a second specimen. The mystery surrounding the recently discovered fish's status is not surprising. There are still vast areas of the Amazon basin where no arapaima have been collected for study.
That was Donald Stewart of the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.